Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The thousands of people in the Merrimack Valley forced out of their homes by a series of natural gas fires and explosions may not be allowed back in until tonight at the earliest. One person was killed. Two dozen others were hurt in the series of blasts yesterday afternoon. Governor Charlie Baker says federal, state, and local investigators are checking every building to make sure they are safe.
I've made clear to the utility company they must immediately bring in additional resources and develop a comprehensive safety inspection plan for each of these communities.
Teams made up of a gas utility worker, a police officer, and a firefighter must check more than 8,600 buildings to ensure their safety. For the latest on this, we're joined now by Congressman Seth Moulton, who represents part of the area affected by these explosions. Good morning, Congressman, and thank you for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning.
So, first off, you came back from Washington yesterday, headed straight to the area. What did you see there?
Well, the first place I went was a shelter where a number of people had come. And we're sitting there in good spirits. They kept their heads up. They didn't have a lot of food and water, but volunteers were doing a great job with what resources they had. But no one knew what was going on. People were scared. People felt unsafe in their homes. And that's fundamentally wrong. I mean, I haven't seen homes just blown up like this since being in Iraq, frankly. And that's not what should be happening here in America.
Do they feel any safer this morning? Is there any more explanation? I mean, what are you hearing from constituents?
Well, we're learning a little bit more about exactly what went wrong. But, you know, as of yesterday evening, people were still hoping they might be able to get back into their homes last night. And obviously, that's not happening. It sounds like tonight is the earliest people are going to get in, and every single home will have to be individually inspected.
Now, Columbia Gas is the natural gas provider in that area. It says it was doing some repair work before the explosions. It also took several hours before making any kind of comment on what happened. Have you talked with the company, and what's your reaction to the response?
Their response is absurd. I mean, the fact is 5 hours after the first explosion, they finally posted on their website that they are investigating some explosions. I mean, it was absolutely ridiculous. I've reached out to the company. I have not heard back. This is completely unacceptable as a response, as a service to the community. They need to do a lot better. They should have come out immediately and explained what was going on and told residents how to be safe. I mean, this is, you know, the primary responsibility for a gas company should be to keep their customers safe. And they utterly failed to do that last night.
We know that federal, state, and local investigators are trying to figure out what exactly happened here. What questions do you have for this investigation?
Well, of course, we want to know what went wrong and how it could happen. I mean, this is not something that usually occurs. I spoke to a federal regulator last night who said that he was speaking to his engineers in the field, and they said it sounded like an incident that happened in Chicago in 1992. But 1992 was quite a long time ago, and you'd think that that by now they would have figured out how to make sure stuff like that doesn't happen again. But the fact that one person is dead, thousands of people are out of their homes, and several homes have been destroyed makes a lot of questions for this gas company and how they're carrying about their business.
That's Congressman Seth Moulton. Congressman, thank you for speaking with WBUR.
Thank you.